SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom, Australia. It has been 5 months since Hamas terrorists invaded southern Israel, killing, raping, burning and looting, and took 253 hostages, men, women and children, into Gaza. The negotiations to release the remaining 134 hostages, many of whom are believed to still be alive, are deadlocked, with the Hamas delegation having left Egypt, where talks are being held, in order to consult with their leadership. Israel and the US insist that the deadlock is entirely Hamas's fault, with the terrorist organization making unreasonable demands, including the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza before Hamas's main headquarters in the Khan Yunus region of Gaza are destroyed. Israel has offered a ceasefire for at least the entire month of Ramadan, which begins on Sunday or Monday. Also in the Israeli offer is a significant increase in humanitarian aid and the release of hundreds of Palestinians in Israeli jails. The deal is not for the release of all the hostages, only for the sick, the elderly and women. Some of the families of young men who are not being considered for the deal are angry about the process and insist that everyone must be returned. Throughout this week, as for the past 5 months, tens of thousands of Israelis have stood and marched in solidarity with the families, with the largest crowds in Tel Aviv at the area known as Hostage Square. At the same time, thousands have demonstrated around the country in favor of the resignation of the government and new elections. Last Saturday night, between 15 and 20,000 people joined the families in the final stretch of a 4-day march, which finished near the Prime Minister's house in Jerusalem. US Vice President Kamala Harris expressed her deep concern about the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during her Monday meeting with visiting War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz, according to a White House readout, but also credited Israel's constructive approach in the hostage negotiations. Harris was one of several top U.S. officials meeting with Benny Gantz, who arrived in Washington last Sunday for a visit, partially aimed at smoothing over Israel-U.S. tensions as Washington increasingly loses patience with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. Netanyahu refused to sanction Gantz's visit after the member of the War Cabinet informed the Prime Minister he was visiting the U.S. rather than requesting permission. Netanyahu viewed the visit as part of an effort to undermine his authority, and he ordered the Israeli embassy in Washington not to provide the War Cabinet Minister with any assistance while he was there. A 21-year-old soldier was killed, and another 13 were wounded on Wednesday during fighting in the southern Gaza Strip, bringing the toll of slain troops in the ground offensive against Hamas since late October to 247. Schools in Sderot opened for the first time in 5 months on Sunday. On Monday, sirens sounded as rockets from Gaza were sent towards the city. Many of the city's residents have not yet returned to their homes. A foreign laborer was killed and 7 were wounded on Monday when an anti-tank guided missile fired by terrorists in Lebanon struck an orchard near the border community of Margaliot. The man killed was named as Pat Nibin Maxwell, a native of Kollam in Kerala State in southern India. Maxwell, aged 31, was married and expecting a second child in 2 months in addition to his 5-year-old daughter. Hezbollah fired a large barrage of 30 rockets at Kiryat Shmona on Tuesday evening in what it says was a response to a deadly IDF airstrike in southern Lebanon earlier in the day in response to Monday's attack. At least 10 of the projectiles were successfully intercepted by the Iron Dome air defense system, but one rocket struck the yard of a home in the nearby Kibbutz Kfar Blum, causing some minor damage. A 14-year-old boy from the east of the city carried out the latest terrorist attack in Jerusalem on Wednesday, stabbing a passenger waiting at a bus stop with a knife. The report on the largest catastrophe outside wartime in Israel's history, the loss of life on Mount Meron in Lag BaOmer 2022, was released on Wednesday. The Independent Commission said that Prime Minister Netanyahu and current Speaker of the House, Amir Ohana, who was Minister for Internal Security at the time, held personal responsibility for the tragedy. It said that if the Prime Minister knew of the danger, he was negligent, and if he did not know, he was even more negligent. The Likud party claimed that the report was politically biased and not to be taken seriously. Families of victims and the opposition criticized the report for not recommending serious sanctions against those whom it found to be negligent. The Prime Minister on Tuesday decided not to listen to the advice of his Internal Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, and instead go with the advice of the security services and the army not to impose limitations on the visit of Israeli Muslims to the Temple Mount and Al-Aqsa Mosque during the month of Ramadan. Certain individuals may be barred, but there will be no age or gender restrictions. If there is any danger to Jewish Israelis at the Kotel below the mosque area or other threats of violence, imposing restrictions could be reconsidered. The decision was criticized by far-right parties, as much for the overriding of Ben-Gvir's authority as for the decision itself. Last Saturday, it was reported that the National Security Council has decided to stop sending representatives to weekly briefings held by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir due to his flagrant violations of confidentiality, protocols, and unprofessional conduct. The Knesset on Tuesday held a special session to mark International Women's Day, with the emphasis being on the women held captive in Gaza. Former captive Mia Regev spoke at the ceremony and emphasized that time is running out for those still in Gaza. MK Penina Tamanoshata said that after October 7th, International Women's Day would never be the same. The United Nations Envoy on Sex Crimes During Conflict presented a report on Monday at the UN indicating that rape and gang rape likely occurred during the October 7th Hamas onslaught against southern Israel, and that clear and convincing evidence shows that hostages were raped while being held in Gaza, and that those currently still being held are facing such abuse. There is still no move to sanction Hamas, and many UN officers still refuse to call it a terrorist organization. The UN insisted on appending to the report a claim that Palestinian women suffer cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment by Israeli security forces. In good news, Israeli organization Women Wage Peace, along with its sister Palestinian organization Women of the Sun, has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And Sheba Medical Center has been ranked as a world's best hospital for the sixth consecutive year. This year, Newsweek ranked Israel's top hospital amongst the top 10 hospitals in the world. The Jerusalem Marathon was run on Friday, with runners raising funds for the families of hostages and evacuees from the north and the south of the country. And Israel will participate in Eurovision after its revised song was accepted on Thursday. The first submission was rejected on the basis that its lyrics were too political, a charge that was paradoxical in light of some of the previous entries in the festival. Nevertheless, at the urging of President Herzog, the writing team here revised the lyrics, and Eden Golan will reveal the song to the Israeli public on Sunday night. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.